So what's your favourite trinket or bauble that the world dangles under your nose? Clothes, cars, holidays, or perhaps as an attitude or a belief or a behaviour that's popular out there, but not with God? What is it for you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For me, it's technology. I love having the latest, always have, always will. It's kind of my hobby, driving the tech hard and getting as much out of it as I can. And provided that this hobby doesn't affect my ability to honour God, give sacrificially towards His work, and provide for my family, that's okay up to a point. Up to when your hobby becomes an idol, be it a thing or, as I said, an attitude, belief or behaviour that the world tells us is fine, but which flies in the very face of what God approves of. And with so many trinkets and baubles to choose from nowadays, the devil, it seems, has more and more opportunities to lead us astray. Many of them are, in and of themselves, not bad things. But when we promote them to a level above God, when we put them before God, then that's a problem, a big problem. James chapter 4, verse 4. You people are not faithful to God. You should know that loving what the world has is the same as hating God. So anyone who wants to be friends with this evil world becomes God's enemy. Loving God means being faithful to Him, just as a husband or a wife loving their spouse means being faithful to them. If we prostitute ourselves by loving the things of this world, then we're slapping God in the face. If we become friends with the evil of this world, we are becoming enemies of God. Heed the warning. Don't fall in love with the things of this world. That's God's word fresh for you today. The best way I know of guarding against that is to draw closer to Jesus and let Him speak His love and grace and mercy into our hearts day by day. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.